Mark AAE mobile.
Mark AAE into SWJ. This is Scott, mobile.
Scott, KR4AAE. I missed the last three of your call sign. Could you repeat that again, please?
Into SWJ.
At N2 SWJ. How you doing this morning, Scott?
Heading out towards Woodruff right now, going to the Triple Tree fly-in.
Cool. Is that a local airstrip that's right down the road from us that I don't know about?
Tree Aerodrome. It's in Woodruff. It's outside of Woodruff, and they have a fly-in there every year. It's pretty cool.
I have to remember that. I was just in Ohio back in beginning of September for Labor Day. We went to a little fly-in at a local airstrip, and I'll tell you what, those are probably the most, that's probably the most fun at the air show that I've had, is one of those little airstrips, which is kind of cool. Every year around this time, is that about right?
Yeah, it lasts all week. This is the closing weekend.
Oh, I'll have to put that in the calendar there. I haven't heard you on the repeaters. Are you fairly new ham? Just curious there.
My ham now for about a month and a half, maybe 2 months now, something like that.
Welcome to the hobby. I'm coming up on a year with me, and I'll tell you what, if you like to tinker, get ready, because, man, you can tinker all day, and it gets expensive, like everybody else told me. Just start out small and just kind of work your way around and see what interests you. But welcome to the hobby, man. Glad to hear you're on the air.
Looking forward to getting into the HF side of things. Got to get an antenna for the house, and then start working HF. I'm excited about that.
Copy that. I just got on HF probably in the last couple weeks here, and it's really fun. I don't have an HF antenna up just yet. I've got one sitting there. I just need to get it installed and get all the radials. But I think somebody else told me best HF you can get is get away from houses as much as you can. Not sure what you got space wise or what you got planned, but there's a lot of knowledge out here if you need HF help.
Cool. Yeah. Guys around here, I joined the BRARS, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and a lot of people willing to help out and so on and so forth. So, yeah, looking forward to tapping some of that knowledge.
I joined, but it's hard for me to get to club meetings during the summertime. Long days and lots of daylight and heat, which I love, so I stay outside as much as I can. But in the wintertime, you'll probably see me at more meetings. When it gets darker and gets colder. But, yeah, HF is nice. You got a HF rig picked out yet?
P991A Yaesu.
The exact same radio I have, and I tell you what, it's got a little bit of a steep learning curve, but by far, it is a very good radio for HF. Oftentimes, I'll take that out into a public park or just a big open green space. Throw an NFED antenna up in a tree and make contact all over the place. I think a couple weeks ago I was talking to some guys in Europe on 10 meters and 20. And yeah, that's a great rig. I love mine. I think I'll buy another one eventually just so I have a spare.
Yeah, that's what I need to get then, is an NFED antenna and something I can throw up in a tree in a park, man.
If you're interested, the ARRL has a kit that they sell. They give you all the pieces and you put it all together. And it gave me a very good insight into how the antenna kind of works and all the parts. So, of course, in the on the test and things like that, you hear about the parts, but you don't see them. And now you get to see them, and you know what the windings do and what the capacitor does. That's a great way to go. It's only like $80, and it's good just to mess around with it, put one together, see how it works. I haven't tried mine yet, but I think it works. Test it out. Always test everything on an SWR if you got one, or if you don't have one. But I know somebody's got one you could borrow. But yeah, there's a couple other good options for NFEDs, and let me know if you want any options. I can give you a couple more.
Thanks for the information. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. I stay up late and I tinker with antennas and just kind of just goof around, look up some plans on the internet, say, all right, let's see what this works and see how this works. And lo and behold, I got something that transmits. I'm like, I'll take it.
Definitely up very early in the morning, like 2 or 3 in the morning, and I start playing around, so.
Scott, where's your QTH at, just out of curiosity?
Greer, near Riverside High School.
Hey, yeah, I know that general vicinity. I'm over in Taylor's area by Pebble Creek. I'm about, maybe 10, 15 minutes from Lake Robinson. But we're still pretty close. We're not too far away.
I don't remember if you said it or if I could have forgot by now. That's entirely possible, knowing me.
No, I probably didn't tell you. My name is Steven on this one. I completely forgot to tell you. I'm just yakking away.
Hey, no problems whatsoever.
Just out of curiosity, what brought you into the hobby?
I've been a nerd all my life, and ham radio has always been this thing that I wanted to do, and it's been this outlying interest of mine and getting into radio and stuff like that, and this stamp I wanted on my nerd card. And then finally my kids are getting older now and off to college and stuff like that, so I have time on my hands now and stuff like that, and I just finally took the plunge and did it.
Well, from one nerd to another, nerds rule the world. And they wouldn't function without us, so I think we're pretty good. I'm a computer networking nerd, electronics, anything technology, anything where I can fiddle and tinker. That's my wheelhouse right there. I mean, my office, oh gosh, I got so much stuff in there electronic-wise that I'm always tinkering with. It's amazing how I walk around in there.
Up on QRZ, I got a picture of my desk, and it's a nerd. I call it my battle station.
AR4 AAE. Yeah, I get it. You can always tell a nerd by how much technology's on his desk and how unorganized it is, but he knows exactly where everything's at. Nice chatting with you. I'm gonna clear out of here for a minute. Just free up the repeater for somebody else. Good gosh, can't remember the call sign. This is KR4AAE. I'll be clear on your final, 73.
Have yourself a nice day. N2SWJ. Have a great day. Clear.